You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Crystal City is a town of less than 8,000 people. It's a town even many Texans hadn't heard of before the indictment charges were filed and government officials were arrested. Then, a media circus rolled in.
We've been in Crystal City all day talking to residents about these indictments.
Four elected officials, a former councilman and a businessman.
Each now facing up to 10 years in jail, in federal prison, and up to a $250,000 fine if they're convicted.
Crystal City went from being the self-proclaimed spinach capital of the world to the Washington Post dubbing it the most corrupt little town in America. Eventually, as it always happens, the dust settled and most of the media left town. But the city's problems were far from over. Ahead was the arduous journey towards reinstating the entire government. And then there was the fact that after posting bail and awaiting trial, the indicted city council members refused to leave their positions. Local citizens like Richard Diaz led an effort to petition for a recall election.
The signatures we collected was around 1,300 signatures.
At first, their petition was rejected by the very council it sought to oust.
At the beginning, we didn't get any assistance from anywhere. And that's when we had to go to court. And that's when we got more people involved.
Success eventually came in court thanks in part to pro bono help from attorneys from across the state. When the recall elections were finally held in May of 2016, 4 months after the indictments, the city elected a whole new slate of representatives. Richard Diaz is now a city council member. Frank Moreno Jr. is the new mayor. The first priority was making heads or tails of the previous administration's dubious accounting.
When we took over, there was a $31,000 balance.
Diaz says that wasn't even enough for payroll or for bond obligations.
You know, all the payments on those bonds became due. And when we took over, we were two payments behind on the bond of $112,000. And also a payment of $50-some thousand on another bond that was delinquent.
Indicted city manager James Jonas's $216,000 salary was one of the biggest financial drains on the town. Speaking with the Texas Standard a few months before he was indicted, Jonas argued that his work as city manager, in addition to city attorney and lobbyist in Austin and Washington, merited the salary.
The economics of what it takes for me to do work in these three roles, that's been appropriately billed, and that's where the number comes from. I would be doing that if I was doing other assignments. I might be charging more if I was doing other assignments for corporate clients. So this is a perfectly logical capturing of services.
Diaz never questioned Jonas's qualifications, but the math didn't add up.
All in all, our city manager was getting paid $250,000 a year. Our whole tax levy for the city is $500,000. So he was actually getting one half of the total taxes that the city collects.
Over the past year, Mayor Moreno says he found few people in the state government he could turn to for help. Even the governor's office sent Crystal City a letter saying the city was now on probation from grant applications due to mishandling of funds. Moreno tried to explain that the new city council was not responsible for the previous transgressions.
We are not precluded from applying for any type of grants. We can do that. However, it still remains that we will be at the bottom of the totem pole. We had to give them a large justification why we should receive grants.
Despite the fits and starts of the new administration, Moreno says they are making progress, including on public work projects long left neglected.
Our streets have been in a deplorable condition. We're starting to repair some of the streets. We can't do all of them, of course. You know, it's expensive, but we're trying to do the best we can.
Far from an easy year, 2016 ended on a better note than it began for Crystal City. Councilmember Diaz attributes that to the community that took its government back into its own hands.
They're happy that the corruption is ended, you know, and the things will get back up to normal. Of course, they understand it's going to take some time.
With the former government officials all in various stages of their indictments, either awaiting sentencing or trial, it may be some time before Crystal City citizens gain a sense of closure. For now, though, the focus is on moving forward and ditching the title of most corrupt little town in America. I'm Emma Whalen for the Texas Standard.